So the word hate in Luke 14:26 deserves a closer look. In the Hebrew scriptures, that's why I always say, you really, and we can't do it because we don't have the school, we don't read Hebrew, we don't speak Hebrew or Greek or some of the things. But some of the things that, you know, in order to understand some of this, you need to be able to look at the original manuscripts. Now, the translator's done a good job of translating so that we have it in English. And it's a good thing, but sometimes it makes us wonder, what in the world are they saying? So the contrast between love and hate is sometimes used to communicate a preference. For example, in dealing with inheritance or marriages, the Mosaic Law, which is Moses' law, referred to two wives, one beloved and another hated, in Deuteronomy 21. Now, that's a good literal translation. There was a loved wife and a hated wife. Other translations often soften the hate wife to be unloved, is what it says in the contemporary English version, indicating the emotional hatred as the part of the husband only preference. So one wife was preferred over the other. Aren't you glad that we don't have two wives, Mark?
Oh.
That way we don't have to worry about it. We love them. We love them, just love them. We don't have to worry about hating one and loving the other. But many Christians will never have time or even make that painful choice of turning their backs on their family in order to follow Christ. But, you know, I'd like to butt into his. But around the world, there's many other Christians who face shunning, disowning, persecution from their families. And these believers, if they are to be true to Christ, are forced to live in a way perceived as hateful towards their fathers and their mothers and wives and their children and their sisters. All believers in Christ, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, because when you take Christ in your life, you don't get him in pieces, you get him all at the same time. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. All believers are called to acknowledge the Lordship of Christ and to show him preference over all earthly ties. Those who must sacrifice earthly relationships have this promise. That if you accept Christ in your life, you got eternal life. But, you know, we got to go through all this life stuff, too. But I think Jesus had a vision. And this is where I sermonize. My teaching's over. I'm going to give you a little sermon.